I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Nebuchadnezzar was a very powerful king who had very powerful dreams sent by God. Daniel was a young captive from Jerusalem who was gifted with the ability to interpret these dreams. One particular dream started with a great tree that reached so high that it was visible to all the earth. Daniel told Nebuchadnezzar that this tree represented him. But the bad news was that this tree was about to be chopped down. For 7 years, the king would become like an animal. He would eat grass like cattle, he would live outside where the dew would fall on him, and he would be driven away from all the luxuries that were his. And this happened. For 7 years, Nebuchadnezzar lived this way, his hair growing long and wild, his fingernails like claws, until the day he looked up. And he describes this in his own words recorded in Daniel 4:34. But at the end of that period, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven, and my reason returned to me, and I blessed the Most High and praised and honored him who lives forever. Jesus told a parable about a certain son who took his inheritance and squandered it on loose living and found himself in trouble when a famine occurred in the land where he was living. This young man ended up working as a slave, feeding pigs and starving to death until, quote, he came to his senses, unquote. He returned to his father, hoping to be a servant in his father's house, but found himself welcomed back with his father's opened arms. Both of these stories tell of men who lost themselves, in a way, until the God of grace restored them. Isaiah 1:18 says, "Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they will be like wool." God wants to bring us back to himself. He will restore us to reason, to righteousness, to our senses when we look up to him. How far gone is too far for the Lord to restore someone who is lost? If 7 years of insanity is not too far, if living in a pigsty is not too far, then can't we say that there is nowhere that is too far for our God to see us, to bring us to our senses, and to lead us back home? He is willing. Father, expand our faith. We ask for prodigals to come to their senses, for you are able. We ask for those who are so lost that we can't find them and they can't even find themselves, that you would restore them and bring them home. We praise you that Jesus came to seek and save those who are lost. And we pray that you restore even now those who are lost to us. For yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, and yours is the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, sign up for our newsletter at zaccma.org. You can follow us on Instagram or Facebook and subscribe to our podcast channel wherever you listen to podcasts.